Today, truth and lies about the property market. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, on the latest post covering finance and property news. The Australian property market appears to be at an inflection point, with prices in Melbourne and Sydney at an aggregate level stalling and growth easing elsewhere as the impact of higher interest rates and degraded affordability hits home. In addition, negative news from the Gulf and the wider potential economic fallout, as well as stalling income growth for many, are impacting households, many of whom are now on the sidelines. With one interest rate increase already in the bag this year, and with a more hawkish tone from the Reserve Bank, most especially in the recent commentary from Michelle Bullock, prospective buyers will be very conscious of the impact of even higher borrowing costs ahead. Of course, the impact varies across cohorts and locations. And on Tuesday, my live show, we will examine the latest results from our surveys and modelling and share our updated mapping and also dive deep into specific postcodes. As always, you can nominate target postcodes for analysis on the show, either live during the Tuesday evening event, which starts at 8 p.m. in Sydney, or by nominating postcodes in the comments below, and I'll try and get to them. One so-called bellwether of the property market is auction clearance rates, but these continue to deceive, with many keeping away from auctions on the understanding that they are rather staged events designed to draw emotion to the surface. Edwin and I will discuss this further on our property rant tomorrow. And in terms of deception, of course, you can make numbers say what you want them to say. The AFR, for example, had the headline, "Auctions bounce as buyers brave interest rate worries," and started its piece this week trumpeting that auction clearances across the capital cities hit the second highest rate this year, with buyers holding their nerve despite the increasing prospect of more interest rate rises. Preliminary figures actually showed that the earliest success rate meant that there was a national clearance of 72.1%, up from 68.8% a week earlier. That's according to figures compiled by Cotality. And they rightly go on to say that a 44% drop down to 1,874 listings in scheduled auctions were mainly due to the long weekends enjoyed by Victoria, South Australia, and the ACT. And of course, that moved the dial, as did in the fall in the number of auctions across most of the other capital cities as well. Sydney's preliminary clearance rate was reported at 74.3%, up from 65.5% a week earlier, as listings fell 16.2%, according to Cotality. And with Melbourne easing into a long weekend, scheduled auctions fell by two-thirds, and the initial clearance rate dropped to 67.9%, down from 70.4% a week earlier. Louis Christopher, the founder of property analyst SQM Research, said, "It's fair to say that the rise in interest rates and the more negative outlook on where the future direction of interest rates goes is impacting the Sydney market more than the Melbourne market," he said. Among the smaller capitals, there was a 30% fall in activity in Brisbane, with 72.1% of auctions successful, again using Cotality's preliminary tally. In Adelaide, the initial success rate was 81%, while Perth's market recorded a 55.6% initial success rate. Actually, I've tabulated the results, as you can see here, but I've also included a fairer estimate of the true clearance rates for each of the main cities. To remind you, the preliminary clearance rates, as reported by Cotality and others, are based on the total auction results reported and whether they were successful either before, at, or after the auction. Agents tend to report the successful results, which biases the number higher. But if we compare the cleared auctions with the total listed for auction, we get a consistently lower number. So in Sydney, our estimate of the true clearance rate came in at 44.8%. And in Melbourne, it was just 41.5%. Canberra and Adelaide were higher at 47%, but of course, on very low counts. And to underscore the gap between headlines and reality, Louis Christopher, on the 3rd of March, published his definitive results from their clearance rates analysis for the 1st of March, that's last week, with a final clearance rate of 45.9% from 1,587 scheduled auctions in Sydney, just slightly higher than the 44.8% that we estimated the next day in our show last week. So it's really important to look beyond the headline to the real deal data to make good decisions and avoid getting swept up in the headlines and the emotions which they're trying to stir. It's better to take a deep breath, go granular, and check out our Tuesday show. Because while reality can be painful, it's a lot better than being fooled. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.